Fallen for clickbait? Advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi helps protect your connected devices online, even from scams disguised as dog videos. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply. Fallen for a clickbait link? You're not the only one. That's why Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi includes advanced security to help protect your connected devices online from malware, threats, and even scams disguised as cute dog videos. And the second anything's blocked, you'll get an alert to keep you in the know. So when a flashing ad says you've won millions, you don't lose a cent. Get advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap Game 4 in the best of five series, and the semifinals of the 2022 WNBA playoffs between the Las Vegas Aces and Seattle Storm and the Chicago Sky and Connecticut Sun. That's coming up next. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Fallen for clickbait? Advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi helps protect your connected devices online, even from scams disguised as dog videos. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply.
Conéctate en confianza. La seguridad avanzada incluida con Panoramic Wi-Fi de Cox ayuda a proteger tus equipos conectados desde ataques cibernéticos hasta conexiones desconocidas disfrazadas de cachorritos lindos. Ya bloqueado, te llega una alerta. Para cuando sale un anuncio online diciendo que ganaste el millón, no pierdas ni un centavo. Haz clic para conocer más. La seguridad avanzada tiene que estar activada en la app de Panoramic Wi-Fi. Aplican restricciones. La seguridad avanzada incluida con Panoramic Wi-Fi de Cox ayuda a proteger tus equipos conectados desde ataques cibernéticos hasta conexiones desconocidas disfrazadas de cachorritos lindos. Haz clic para conocer más. La seguridad avanzada tiene que estar activada en la app de Panoramic Wi-Fi. Aplican restricciones.
There's said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever. Headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Fallen for clickbait? Advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi helps protect your connected devices online, even from scams disguised as dog videos. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply.
You made it. Checked out of office to check into the sweet views of this place where the kids aren't asking for the Wi-Fi.
Mom, can we go to the pool?
And when you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
Fallen for clickbait? Advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi helps protect your connected devices online, even from scams disguised as dog videos. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. So again, let's get you caught up on the recap of Game 4 of the best of five series in the semifinals of the 2022 WNBA playoffs between the Las Vegas Aces and the Seattle Storm and the Chicago Sky and the Connecticut Sun. Let's start off with game four of the series between the number one seed Las Vegas Aces and the fourth seed Seattle Storm. The game was an intense one, but in the end, this one belonged to Las Vegas. Las Vegas would win the series 3-1. The final score, Las Vegas 97, Seattle 92. And one thing's for sure, Asia Wilson, she had a double-double with 23 points and 13 rebounds. Asia handled her business in this game. And I tell you what, Asia is somebody is one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents that can be the face of the league if she's not already the face of the league for the next decade or so. And I tell you what, Asia, again, she scored 23 points in this game. Here's Asia in action.
Wilson barrels in and finally finishes. Asia Wilson. Gabby Williams defending Gray as Wilson knocks down a mid-range. Wilson, what a fake and the finish from Asia Wilson. Gray looking to answer, rejects it, loose ball. Wilson gets it back and lays it in. Here's Wilson isolating on Stewart. Wilson faces up and floats it in. 2-on-1. Wilson forces it up and in, puts a foul. Wilson, deep position. Wilson banks it in, puts the foul.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN2, and the Walt Disney Company. That was Ryan Rucco on the call. So Asia Wilson again with the double-double, 23 points and 13 rebounds. But Chelsea Gray, Chelsea was really the star of the show in this game for the Aces, sealing the deal for Las Vegas to go on to the WNBA championship. Chelsea finished with the double-double with 31 points and 10 assists. And she made history becoming the first player in WNBA playoff history to get over 30 points and 10 assists in a playoff game. Chelsea, she showed up and showed out in this game. Here's Chelsea in action.
Chelsea Gray, yes, she can answer.
How she is trying to stay attached to Super. Another shot by Chelsea Gray.
Gives it up. Wilson, 2-for-1 opportunity here for Vegas. Gray trying to work Talbot, separates and hits. Stewart will fire. No. Nice box out from Young, and now Vegas can hold for a final shot. Here's Gray. Pull-up jumper. You bet! Gray taking Talbot, bodies in, banks it home. Gray will pump and hit. Game tied at 85. Vegas, a 2-1 series lead in the best of five finals. Gray left alone, you can't do that. Vegas by 3. Lloyd gets bumped, can't finish, loose ball, Vegas has it. 45 seconds to go. Vegas can take a 2-possession lead. Here comes the screen from Williams. Gray, 6 to shoot, she wants it, she's got it, Chelsea Gray!
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA ESPN2 and the Walt Disney Company, Ryan Rucco again on the call. So Chelsea Gray, she showed up in this game, came up big time, not just in this game, but she's been clutch for the Aces throughout this whole postseason. And definitely, if the Aces win the championship, Chelsea will definitely be a strong candidate for WNBA Finals MVP. And I tell you one thing, Chelsea Gray definitely had a one heck of a game, and she definitely had one heck of a series. She's having a postseason run for the ages. And Chelsea, again, along with Asia, and of course you can't forget about Jackie Young and Kelsey Plum, they came up big in this game. Again, Chelsea finished with 31 points, 10 assists, and she had a double-double. She became the first player in WNBA playoff history to get over 30 points and 10 assists in a playoff game. Again, Asia Wilson finished with 23 points and 13 rebounds, giving her a double-double. Kelsey Plum finished with 15 points, and Jackie Young finished with 18 points. And again, it's just one of those things where you just see history being made, and it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime seasons, and definitely Chelsea has definitely put up one of those once-in-a-lifetime playoff appearances, definitely one that's definitely going to go down in the record books for definitely for many years and many seasons to come, still in the young history of the WNBA. So again, Chelsea had a double-double with 31 points and 10 assists. And, man, Chelsea handled her business. Here she is at the end of the game.
I just put the work in. I'm so proud of this group. It's been one hell of a season, man. I'm so proud. I don't know how it went in. I'm just glad it did. I got in better shape. I got stronger. I got tighter. I got meaner. I got leaner. Everything. I just keep putting the work in. And I let my job speak for myself. I worked so damn hard on and off the court, and I'm just glad we're able to go to the finals. It's been a long time coming. So, for this group, the Vegas is going back to the finals, man.
All right, that audio courtesy of ESPN2. And you heard what Chelsea said. She put the work in, and she was diligent in the offseason, and she definitely handled her business as, again, she comes up with 31 points and 10 assists, becoming the first player in WNBA playoff history to get over 30 points and 10 assists in a playoff game. Comments, here's Las Vegas Aces center Asia Wilson at the end of the game talking about her teammate Chelsea Gray.
Yeah, I mean, when Chelsea's rocking and rolling, my biggest thing is just getting the hell out of her way. At the end of the day, you just got to get out of the way and let people rock. And I'm never going to get in between that. Well, when Chelsea's rocking and rolling, like I've always said, she's the head of our snake. So when she's going, best thing is, how can I make her life easier? What can I do to help her get easier looks or just dictate the game? I've never ever seen someone honestly live do that and dictate the game and just stay composed in all moments. Like, she's built for this moment. This is what, like, when she says she's in practice working on these shots, yes, she is. It's familiar to all of us. It's not like a, oh. No, it's like a, I'm know that ball's going in every single time. So when she's rocking and rolling, my biggest thing is, how can I make it a little easier? How can I not get in her way? And just let her have some fun.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. Let's stay with the Aces. Here's head coach Becky Hammon talking about the play of Chelsea Gray.
I mean, this is something that's just in her DNA. I mean, it's just in her DNA. She is just stone cold with the game on the line. And, you know, it's a luxury. You can just put the ball in her hands and let her go to work. So the smartest thing I can do is just get at me and everybody else out of the way and let her go, especially when she's having nights like that. But, I mean, as much as they're sitting there scratching their head over there about Chelsea, we were scratching our head about Stewie. Like, the hell? How are you going to stop this girl? I mean, she gave one hell of a performance. But down the stretch, you know, I thought we buckled in and got stops, more importantly. Especially that third quarter, we were able to come out and get some separation, which you're going to have against this team because they're not going anywhere. You get up 10, 15, it don't matter. They're not going nowhere. And they just have the constant foot on the pedal. So you have to sustain that, maintain that. That's the hardest part.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So head coach Becky Hammon just talking about the wonderful play of Chelsea Gray in game four of this series and how clutch she's been. And we have to get to the losing side now for the Seattle Storm. For Seattle, Jewel Loyd finished with 29 points. Brianna Stewart had 42 points. What an amazing performance by her despite the loss. And, of course, the last game of the career of Sue Bird, she only had 8 points and 8 assists. Here's Sue at the end of the game.
Sad. Yeah. Obviously, so thankful for 20 years here. I'm going to miss it so much. I'm not going anywhere, but I'm going to miss it. I wish we could have done a little bit more to get to the finals, but I'm so proud of this team this year. I'm so, so, so proud to be a member of the Seattle Storm. It has been my honor to play for this franchise, to play for these fans. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's hard to say, I guess. I just hope the next person that comes in and plays point guard here can just keep the tradition going, keep the winning going, keep that championship level going, keep these fans happy. Same thing goes to the rest of the team as well, but I don't know. I hope I made everybody in here proud.
That audio courtesy of ESPN2, the WNBA, and the Walt Disney Company. Sue had more post-game comments at the end of the game. She talks about her time in Seattle. She also talks about if this feeling is still unreal for her, that she is calling it her career, and also got very retrospective on a lot of things. Here's what Sue had to say.
Kind of weird. Definitely surreal.
I think initially you feel sad about the season and the game. Or I felt sad about the season and the game. And I then think as the emotions started to come to the surface, you know, that's also what I know deep down, and in that that was my last game. So it was a combination of those two things. But overall, it just feels kind of weird. Yeah. No, just, well, I mean, probably the fans and just them sticking around. And, you know, you're right, Percy. I didn't really want to leave the court. It felt like that's where everybody was going, so I just followed at first. But I also wanted to kind of have one last moment to say thank you, to, you know, soak it all in. Because in some ways it is a happy thing. You know, I'm proud of everything we've accomplished here. And, of course, I'm sad, but there's happiness, too, to be able to have a moment like that with the fans, to have them chant the way they did. I know the tears don't look like happy tears, but there's a lot of happiness. Yeah, it means a lot. It really does. You know, I've expressed this before, just being able to share this experience with the same fan base, with a city, with a community, you know, being a part of their lives, them being a part of mine. It's a really unique relationship. With that, I feel, you know, such ownership for this franchise. I want it to continue to succeed. I want to help it do that because of all that it gave to me, just all the support. You know, I've played for two ownership groups, the one that drafted me and the one that kept the team here, and I'm so thankful to them. Obviously, all the people who have come through the front office, all the teammates, all the coaches, I've been really lucky, you know. So I know a lot of people might say to you that they feel lucky that I stayed, but I feel really lucky that I've had this experience. I don't think it's rare. You might not see athletes be able to do this or have the opportunity to do it, so I'm also thankful for that. But like I said, it's not rare. There's been other people to do it, but those that have done it know that it's really special and it's really unique. And I will be able to take this with me for the rest of my life. Imagine? No, I don't have second thoughts. You know, it's you know, I don't have second thoughts. Of course, you know, my body feels good, and so that can be tricky. Or it can trick you, but there's a reason why I felt comfortable and I felt confident in this being my last year. Being able to say that out loud was a big hurdle. And once I kind of jumped over that, I knew I did the right thing because how I felt afterwards. Am I going to miss basketball? Absolutely. There's going to be nothing like this. I don't think I'll ever be able to replicate it. I'm not even going to try. But now I know I made the right decision. I just want to say thank you to all of you guys for, you know, I'm sure I'll get another opportunity, but it's been a pleasure. And I just want to thank you for covering me, covering us, covering this league. I hope you continue to do that. It's because of you that we're able to keep this league going. I see a lot of old faces in the room, but I also see a lot of new ones. I can't see who's on Zoom, but I just want to thank you all. Like I said, it's been a pleasure, and I guess I'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Abe.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So Sue Bird being very nostalgic, just talking about, you know, if this was a real thing that she was retiring, and also just giving thanks to the WNBA, the people in Seattle, also the media for covering her and the league during her time. So definitely a class act and class personified. Sue Bird, she's definitely going to be missed. But like she said, she's going to be around. She's going to be around the game, so she won't be going anywhere. Let's stay with Sue for a moment. We have comments from her teammates, Breonna Stewart and Jewel Lloyd. This is what they had to say, not only about losing game four, but most importantly about their teammate, Sue Bird.
I mean, I think if you look at the talent that's on the court,
and just understanding the ability for basically every single player on the court to make a play. You're ready for anything because anything is going to happen. And that's how we felt, until the end there, we had an opportunity to, the door wasn't completely closed, but, you know, with 6 seconds, no timeouts, it's hard to make up 5 points. But it's just a credit to the series and, really proud of our group and what we've accomplished. Not the ending we wanted, but we left it out in the court. I mean, I think if you look at the talent that's on the court, and just understanding the ability for basically every single player on the court to make a play, you're ready for anything because anything is going to happen. And that's how we felt. Until the end there, we had an opportunity to, the door wasn't completely closed, but, you know, with 6 seconds, no timeouts, it's hard to make up 5 points. But it's just a credit to the series and really proud of our group and what we've accomplished. Not the ending we wanted, but we left it out in the court. I mean, to not have Sue on the court or in the locker room, things like that, it would be completely different. She has an impact and her fingerprints are all over every single player on this roster, every single person in this franchise. And her ability to just continue to bring people confidence to, you know, make sure that we come together, we gel together, her IQ, the fact that Jewel was talking about, you know, just her ability to be herself gave us the ability to be ourselves. We owe a lot to Sue and just really appreciate her for everything that she's done.
I mean, obviously it was disappointing, sad, little laughs, but I think for us, we played with Sue for so long, you know, it's like our last, we really like about the last three since, you know, coming in. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously, not how we wanted to finish, for her and everything like that. But I mean, it's just, it's unfortunate, but you know, it is what it is. I mean, super special. I mean, even just being in the locker room with Sue, like I said before, I've been pretty spoiled and blessed to come into the league and have her be my point guard, my captain, my leader. She's helped, like, raised us basically in this league and has always had our back. So, there's never be another Sue Bird, and we understand that off the court, on the court. You know, we've had some special times, all three of us together, been through a lot. Seen a lot, grew a lot, and we've been very, very fortunate to play with a generational player like Sue.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, and you can hear teammates Breanna Stewart and Jewel Lloyd just talking about the impact of Sue Bird, as well as, you know, coming up short in game four and just moving ahead to next season. Let's stay with, not just with the loss in game four, but also the impact of Sue Bird. Here's Seattle Storm head coach Noel Quinn.
Nothing really about, more so just the appreciation for Sue, for Bree, understanding it's their last season. Knowing that the ultimate goal when you're on a basketball team is to win a championship, but the ultimate goal in life isn't solely about winning. We are more than basketball players. Continuing to grow as people, understanding that in a team environment, in a season, that's one of the most important things as well. Not solely what you do on the basketball court, but who you become as a woman. That we fought through adversity early on. I'm proud that, you know, despite injuries, despite what we were facing, that we continue to put our heads down, work hard through it all. This is not an easy season. It's a grind. We had new players, though they were vets. It was a lot of growth in that way on the floor. I'm just proud of what our team stands for, what this organization stands for at all times. Again, yeah, we hold the standard high here, and it doesn't feel good right now, but making the postseason, getting to the semis, that's an incredible feat. And obviously having our players that we have, we want to win. But in no way, shape, or form is this, you know, is it unsatisfying? Yeah, but it's just the growth of our team is just most satisfactory, specifically within this season. Personally, I'm not sure. I'm internalize a lot. I think I will just mule this one over for a good while and, you know, transition to progress, though. Just think about, you know, our next couple of things as a staff, as an organization, and just be present for that. And but it hurts. I'm a sore loser. I tell those guys all the time I don't like to lose, but there's a lot to learn in losses, and sometimes you don't always get to see the brighter things because of how you feel emotionally inside. But, I mean, there are a lot of great takeaways from this season, from this series in particular. I don't know if anyone in this room thought we would be going toe-to-toe with Vegas, but we did, and I enjoyed the growth of our team and how we finished the season. And I'm trying not to dwell on the negative, but I always think about the positive and the growth in the future. I'm not embracing it right now. I, you know, stayed on the floor and just watched her get the love from our fans, and I wasn't here to witness her last season game and feel that energy, so I wanted to stay and feel that today. And it's amazing what she's done for the city of Seattle, for this organization, and for this team. And I don't know, it's tough not finishing this season, having her ride off on a white horse with a championship, but she's won enough for the both of us. So I'm just proud to be a part of her journey.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. And you could just hear Coach Quinn just being disappointed about the way the season had ended, but there was a lot of gratitude for the great Sue Bird, and definitely Sue is definitely someone that has had an impact, not just on players, but coaches and everyone that are basketball fans as well. So big ups to Sue Bird on a great career. And we look forward, we're going to see a lot more of her. She's not going away anytime soon, but again, the final score in game 4 of the 2022 WNBA playoff semifinals, the number 1 seed Las Vegas Aces 97, the number 4 seed Seattle Storm 92. Again, for the Aces, Asia Wilson had a double-double with 23 points and 13 rebounds. Chelsea Gray had a double-double with 31 points and 10 assists. She became the first player in WNBA playoff history to get over 30 points and 10 assists in a playoff game. Kelsey Plum finished with 15 points. Jackie Young finished with 18 points. On the losing side for Seattle, Jewel Lloyd had 29 points. Breanna Stewart had 42 points. And Sue Bird had 8 points and 8 assists. Las Vegas wins the series 3-1 in Las Vegas. We'll await the winner out of Chicago and Connecticut in this year's WNBA champ. All right, let's move along now to game 4 between the number 2 seed Chicago Sky and the 3rd seed Connecticut Sun. It was all Connecticut. The Sun would beat the Sky 104-80. For Connecticut, Dawana Bonner had 19 points. Alyssa Thomas finished with 17 points. Breonna Jones had 11 points. Courtney Williams had 19 points. Odyssey Sims finished with 10 points, and DeJounte Carrington finished with 12 points. At the end of the game, here's what Sun forward Breonna Jones had to say.
We knew coming into this, we didn't want to waste an opportunity. We know what we have in our locker room, and we know when we play together, you know, the sky's the limit for us. So I think for us, it was just about not trying to waste this opportunity and going out there and playing as hard as we can from the jump.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. Let's stay with Connecticut. Here's guard Courtney Williams at the end of the game.
Just taking what the defense is giving us. You know, this series I kind of been a sacrificial lamb. They just kind of haven't been guarding me. So, you know, instead of taking those threes and those long jumpers, going to get layups.
All right, that audio again, courtesy of the WNBA. So Courtney talking, just expressing about she took a lot of shots and she has to kind of change her game up a little bit and just go for the layups. Let's stay with the Sun. Here's head coach Kirk Miller at the end of the game.
Big response by our team and the starting group that really set the tone early with the aggressiveness at both ends of the floor. We've talked this entire time how this is going to be a points in the paint series for us, and that was an impressive performance of points in the paint. And I guess so much for Messi.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So Kirk Miller, who has said throughout this series that he wanted to make the series messy and just not make it perfect, and because that's the way Connecticut plays. That's their style of play. And they got points in the paint, and the game plan worked for game four as they tied the series up at two games apiece. Let's move along now to the other end of the ball and the losing side for the Chicago Sky. Here's head coach James Wade at the end of the game.
I just think at the end of the day, we have to find ways to have that high energy and not rely on having our backs against the wall. So, it's a single elimination game now, but you would have kind of hoped that we would have played like it was one today.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. Let's stay with the Sky. Here's guard Allie Quigley at the end of the game.
We just got to stay together and just have that mentality that, you know, we're not going to lose, you know. We're going to do everything we can to win. We're going to be more focused on the details and just have more energy than them. You know, we're going to stay together. That's the main thing, stay together.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, and you can hear what Allie said. You know, they have to have that energy, and they're going to stay together. They're going to need that because it's going to be a deciding game five back in the Windy City of Chicago between the Sky and the Sun. But again, the final score in game four, the Chicago Sky 80, the Connecticut Sun 104. Connecticut just had their way in game four. For Connecticut, again, DeWanna Bonner finished with 19 points. Alyssa Thomas finished with 17 points. Breonna Jones had 11 points. Courtney Williams finished with 19 points. Odyssey Sims had 10 points. And DeJanae Carrington finished with 12 points. And on the losing side for Chicago, Candace Parker finished with 11 points. Kalia Copper finished with 16 points. Emma Mieseman finished with 14 points. And Courtney Vandersloot and Allie Quigley both scored 10 points. So Las Vegas is done. They punched their ticket to the WNBA championship, and they'll play the winner out of Chicago and Connecticut as the Sky and the Sun will play a deciding game five. That's going to do it for this edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, saying so long, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
I never, ever thought I would open a business for myself. And then I had a baby.
Meet Patrice Mousseau, founder of Satya Organics, a skincare company created for people with skin issues, powered by Shopify.
When Esme was about 8 months old, she developed eczema. The doctor's only option to me was steroid creams. I just started experimenting in my kitchen crock pot. I actually found something that cleared her eczema up in 2 days. After about a year or so of just selling it out of my kitchen window, I decided to make a business out of it. Shopify templates are fantastic, and their customer service is absolutely stellar. You can buy Satya online, you can buy it in stores, you can buy it in our social channels, and that's all made possible by Shopify.
When you're ready to share your business with the world, grow it on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform trusted by millions of businesses like Satya. Get a free 14-day trial at shopify.com/free22 and start selling wherever your customers are with easy-to-use tools and friendly 24/7 support. Go to shopify.com/free22. Shopify.com/free22.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
So is this the line for Dragon's Maze?
Wow, the line is really long.
Mommy,
we'll meet up later.
How long will you wait?
As long as it takes.
So you guys are only going to do this one ride all day?
It won't be that long, probably.
Mom, can you get us food?
Wait, are they cutting?
Caleb, food is so far away.
Should I say something?
Daddy, pick me up. Mom!
Hey, there's a line here.
Daddy, swing me.
That's like 20 people.
Oh my God.
One person holds the line for 20 people? This is bull.
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
It's the simple things that are oh so marvelous with rich, creamy, non-dairy Planet Oat oat milk. Like the first cup of coffee or a bowl of cereal. That's pretty marvelous. Planet Oat. Rich, creamy, non-dairy oat milk. Oh, what a planet.